Okay, I'll make a few comments here regarding the Word file, which is talking about Taiwan elections. Okay, so I realize the file is kind of long, and we need to make it within 15 minutes for the standard kind of uploading to YouTube. So you'll have to do some planning about this. Now, first, let me go through and talk about items which are just on the screen but not being read. So this will maybe save some time. You can just overlay these items. The first one I see is when we're talking about Syria, Jordan, and then, you know, at some point, of course, we're talking about Taiwan. I want to overlay this figure of the land area. I want to overlay that, you know, on the screen somewhere appropriately. So this is on page 4. I have screen Syria land area, Jordan land area, Taiwan land area. So at some point, you know, I hear I'm talking about Syria and Jordan, and then so put that on there. People get a better idea of, you know, how big these places are in relation to Taiwan. Down here on page 5, there's a screen, the September 2008 mandatory guidance from the Department of State, and then that's sort of the header, and then down here, consistent with the unofficial nature of U.S.-Taiwan ties. The U.S. government does not refer to blah, blah, blah. So that's just put on the screen, but it's not read out. And then down here on page 6, War Crimes of the Republic of China Regime, preliminary listing. All of this, I'm hoping just to, you know, maybe roll up the screen from maybe from the bottom to the top. Just roll it up there with the speed that people can, you know, read it. But you can overlay that on some of the images you have there, and it's not going to be read. So hopefully that'll save some time. Hopefully. And then down here on page 7, I have a screen out of the Taiwan entry in the U.S. Department of State publication Treaties in Force. Clearly states that blah, blah, blah. So, and then down here on page 8 and 9, two territorial cessions of World War II in the Pacific. This chart goes on the screen, including current final legal status of Ryukyu Islands, overseas territory of Japan, current interim legal status of Taiwan territory, quasi-USA trusteeship under military government in the U.S. Insular Law Framework. That goes on the screen without being read. And then, okay, that's that. And then at the end, I'm hoping down there we have those three videos on our channel talk about the truth of October 25th, 1945. So I'm hoping those, you know, those three videos could be put on there, and those could kind of, you know, be running. Those could kind of be running at the end, at least for, you know, 3-4 seconds. Each video would actually be sort of being shown, and then, you know, the end of this video number 4 just maybe it kind of fades out or whatever, you know. So, because this whole video number 4 again is based on the whole problem of saying, was Taiwan returned to China October 25th, 1945, and that is the big misconception. So I'd like to put those three videos, and that's the closing. That's the closing, because if they see that you know, they'll know to go to our channel or something like that. So that's my thinking. And I will give you, obviously, a file which talks about, you know, which two announcers. I think we should have two male announcers. And then, you know, who should read what. I can give you that a little later. Okay, so these are basically my comments, and then you have to look at the text file 2-mabo.txt and then see what you think about that, and then give me some of your answers. So how should we cooperate on doing this? Okay, so I'm recording this here today. It's July 30th, 2014 here in Taiwan. It's about 9:30 in the morning. Okay, thank you.